Welcome to the Unlock Podcast, an innovative approach towards human development. My name is Amanda, and today I am joined by Raymond van der Berg and Tim van Usen. Raymond is a professional coach and a trainer in the area of leadership development. He's passionate about the power of digital innovation and learning, and has over 15 years of international experience at Air France, KLM, Thomas Cook, Nike, and Adidas. He's also head of corporate clients here at Unlock, where he also serves as a coach and facilitator. Welcome to the podcast, Raymond. Would you like to add anything more?
No, thank you. That was a brilliant introduction.
Well, we're very, very happy and very excited to have you. And our second guest, Tim, he's a senior software engineer at Unlock with 10 years in the field. He's passionate about experimenting with new technologies like blockchain and artificial intelligence. Tim, would you like to add anything more to your bio?
No, that's great.
So we can move forward with the conversation. Thank you so much for accepting my invitation. And I'm super excited to have you both here and to be part of the discussion, because we've been sharing knowledge behind closed doors. And it's really good that we have the time and space to share this with our community. So today we will be talking about artificial intelligence, which is a buzzword that you've probably heard or been hearing since, I don't know, late last year, or maybe earlier. So let's start by defining what artificial intelligence is. So if it were up to me, I'd say artificial intelligence is like having a really smart robot friend that learns to help and helps you do like cool things on its own, right? So it's kind of like working smarter rather than harder, right? Okay, so let's, instead of me taking the lead, let's allow our expert here, Tim, define as we delve into this interesting conversation. So Tim, what is artificial intelligence?
Well, I've asked ChatGPT to answer that question. And it's like teaching a computer or a robot to learn things just like we do. So it can do just the things that we have done in the past based on what it learns.
So I'm not too far off saying it's working smarter rather than harder. It's having a tool that enables you to work a little bit faster in some tasks and automating certain processes. So it's good to know that we're all aligned in that sense. Raymond, would you like to add anything?
I think that's what it is. And it's getting into coaching fast and into different areas of our lives. So I think it's good that we have this discussion.
Yeah, so interesting enough, thank you for mentioning, because we are actually focusing, especially you, will be our perspective in the coaching space, right? So I would like to ask you, Raymond, how does it impact coaching? Where does AI exist in the coaching profession? What would you say? What's your experience?
Yeah, what I've seen so far is that it's been around in recruitment for a while to be able to select the right candidates to match a candidate's profile to a job profile, for example. And it's now also used in coaching platforms, where the coaches are matched with their coaches based on an algorithm that makes the best match. But a more interesting use case for us being coaches at Unlock is AI coach bots. And so there's a lot of applications out there now where you can chat to a bot, either by typing in a message and then getting a reply in the form of a written message, or by actually speaking to a chatbot and getting a spoken reply. So those are the two options that I've seen being developed in the coaching space so far.
So Tim, I know you have some experience maybe like in the backlog, right in the development of this process. And what can you add here that can also support the coaching industry in regards of AI powered chatbots, for example, that Raymond just mentioned? What can you add here?
I think it's currently it's mainly it's really basic AI chatbots that are being developed at the moment. And they can do a basic level of coaching, and that's fine. But I think the main power of the AI chatbots that are available now is to assist the coach, because there is really what's empowering for coaches to have the knowledge instantly available to them.
Yeah, I think that's right. If you look at our applications, sorry, Amanda, the coach supervision area, right, where you get feedback as a coach, is also an area where an AI can play a role. If you would record this session and transcribe what we are speaking into text, for example, an AI could analyze this conversation and give feedback to the coach on where he's doing well and where he could maybe improve based on a set of logic that we feed into the AI. Or another way to use AI in coaching is by, as a coach, right, you sometimes want your coachee to reflect on certain some topics, and one way to do that is to use a metaphor or a visualization. And there are lots of AI tools now that can create images for you based on text input. So you could also play around with that as a coach, showing an image that is created by AI based on the input of the coachee, and then have a reflective discussion on that, for example.
Yeah. So you just use, you mentioned using something that, you know, to develop or make, you know, a visual of a model that you were, you know, that you can use on your coaching practices, which is an additional thing that we were talking mainly about AI powered chatbots, but this is an additional, you know, a different way that we can also use AI, right, to make images of things that are easier to explain when people have a visual, or, you know, it's a process, so you can further on develop the conversation on a visual aspect rather than a written one, because we all have different ways of learning, and that is, I mean, visual learning is one of the most popular ones. So thank you for sharing that as well. And now that you've said this, so, you know, we use designers and we use all these kind of people. Do you think AI will replace or support human coaching? Because we are here talking about, you know, kind of the different roles and tools and how it can support you. Do you think it will come to the point that it will replace or support human coaching? How do you see it, Ramon?
Well, I don't want to be black and white in the answer, because it's probably not that black and white.
I don't think it is.
We'll have to see. I think no one knows where this is going, and it's a journey we're all on together, and that we have to be involved in, I guess, in order to steer it a bit as well, for it not to go out of control. But if you would ask me now, I would say it's a bit of both. It will definitely support coaches. At Conlock, as some of the listeners might know, we use written coaching in between our coaching sessions, our video coaching sessions. An AI is very well capable of having a written conversation with the coachee. That could even be, it could be about any topic. The AIs are getting better, and potentially an AI could replace the written coaching that we do in between the sessions. But at the moment, I would say there's so much to be checked still, because we might be talking about that a bit later, but not everything that the AI produces is per definition true. I'm not saying that whatever a coach says is true either, but you have to be careful there not to let the AI just run on its own. But again, there has been some scientific research in this area in terms of how good is AI in terms of coaching people. And if you compare that, if you compare an AI to a human coach, is the AI capable of delivering similar results? And actually, Dr. Nicky Terblanche in South Africa has been studying this. And from his study, one of the outcomes was that the AI, the coaching bot, is as good as a human being, a human coach, in achieving goal attainment, which is, for instance, by using the GROW model, you can come to set coaching goals with your client. And this is a model that follows certain steps. And an AI bot that he built was as good as a human coach in attaining those goals and setting those goals with the coachee. So there's definitely areas that where AI could potentially replace the stuff that the coach is doing now. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're talking here that it can mimic easily human interaction, but that's also, this actually came out in a blog that we did a couple of weeks ago in the Unlock website, where we talk about how it can mimic, you know, human emotion. So you can feel, you know, the coachee will feel like they're talking to a real human, because it has been prompted and it has been, you know, the machine has already learned that this is how they should interact if certain situations were to approach them, let's say. So thank you for sharing that, Raymond. So following up what we were just discussing with Raymond, right? What do you think, Tim, from a technical side? Like, do you think AI-powered tools are more so as a substitute or as a replacement, whatever you want to call it? Or do you think they're more of a supportive role or supportive tools that can enable to work smarter in some ways and to make processes easier or even shorter? What do you think?
Well, on the short term, it's mainly supportive because AI can't do anything, it can't do everything yet. But for text-based coaching, it will be almost fully replace humans. But for video coaching, it will take a lot more time to replace or support more efficiently.
Just saying, good that we are aligned and that you agree. Would you like to add anything more to this this question, Raymond?
Yes, I think we're in a stage of what they call narrow intelligence at the moment with AI. So it's very good at doing one thing, but it's not very good yet at combining different things. And what I mean by that is that if you look at text bots or coaching bots, they are very good at analyzing language and having a conversation using written text. Then there are AI applications that are probably good at recognizing emotions, yeah, by analyzing your facial expressions using certain patterns. And probably they are better at that than humans in the future, even now, because they're very accurate and they have lots of data sets that they can base this analysis on. And we as a human make an interpretation of a facial expression, which is N is one, where the AI can use multiple data sets to start recognizing patterns. So probably the AI by itself will be better at that. But again, the AI is not combining all of its senses yet. So it is not at the level of human intelligence. Will it be there in a couple of years? Who knows? At the moment, I think, it cannot fully replicate our human intelligence because it's not combining the different senses that we have as a human being. And add to that, and every coach can probably relate to this, the magic that happens in a coaching conversations where there are these moments where you get goosebumps and something is happening in the field. Your intuition is telling you something and you're checking that with the coachee. You're dancing with the coachee in the moment, being present, using all of your senses, empathy, your mirror neurons to really empathize and be with the other person in that conversation. Yeah, the AI is not there yet, I think.
It's good that you mentioned this because it's very connected to transactional rather than transformational. So right now, human intelligence would be more connected to transformational, and then AI-powered tools would be more transactional in that sense. So thank you so much for sharing that, Raymond. So should coaches fear or welcome AI? What do you think should be like the overall feel of this phenomenon?
Tim, you want to go at this?
Well, I think they should welcome AI because it's as a support, it can greatly enhance your coaching. Because if you have doubts about a client, what you should respond, you can also ask the AI. You can lay forward the situation and ask it what would be the correct thing, or if you have an idea of what you should bring up as an assignment or something, you can ask the AI, and it could really give you ideas that you didn't think of yourself. So it could
be a
great asset.
Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
I think it's going to be a great asset to help you in coaching.
So connected to this, I think, Raymond, we already maybe know your answer. So you're more on regards of getting very curious about it because you're a coach yourself and you've been indulging in this space for a couple of time already. So still, I would like to know, what was your initial reaction, right? When you started getting your feet wet, what was your original, like, did you kind of fear it, or did you openly welcome it to embrace the practice?
Yeah, I would say, given my background in e-commerce and digital marketing, etc., I have a natural tendency to look at innovation and things that are not here yet but might come. And I'm naturally curious to understand how technology can enhance coaching and developing human potential. So yeah, it's a no-brainer that for me it is indeed. I try to look at the potential of the technology, and also, yeah, looking at it from another lens in terms of, hey, is this helping spreading the benefits of coaching and scaling up coaching, democratizing coaching worldwide? We all know that coaching used to be for the happy few. And yeah, we are contributing to a world in which we are trying to democratize coaching and having the ability for more people to be exposed to coaching. And these kinds of solutions can definitely help there, because A, the coach might not always be available where an AI coach is 24/7. The cost of an AI coach are, of course, much lower than a human coach. I'm not saying indeed that everyone should go and now go for AI coaching, because I don't think that would be wise. But there is a cost aspect to it as well. It's the same that happened to the in the taxi industry with Uber, when Uber came in. And I'm not saying that's per se a positive development, but yeah, that's why we should be involved as coaches in this AI discussion and not leave it to the tech people only. I think we should be actively involved in developing these kind of solutions for the coaching and human development industry. Yeah.
So this is very well connected to the question that I had following, which you kind of just answered, because I was going to follow up with asking, do you think that AI can full on replace person-to-person coaching? And you're saying that maybe it can replace some processes, maybe some pre-screening processes, maybe some processes that do not need like deep human intelligence, right? Because this is still a machine or a robot or whatever you want to call it at the end of the day. So this was my next question, which essentially you answered it. But if you want to add anything more, or Tim, maybe you can talk about the way on how technology is developing, and if you see it truly develop to a point that it can get to a very high like tier level where you do more transformational coaching rather than transactional, as we were speaking before. If you want to add anything to it being better, or
well, it's hard to predict where AI is going, because we don't know yet, because now we have one model that's very popular, but that model in itself can do everything. It has to be combined with other kind of AI models to really do it all, and I don't see that happening on the short term. Within the next 5 years or so, I think it will take a really long time for that to happen. But that doesn't mean we can't use what's available now already.
Yeah, I know we all use a few tools that I'm pretty sure we're familiar with them, right? Different AI-powered chatbots, different AI-powered tools for design and whatnot, like especially for automated a lot of processes, also in regards to marketing, HR, different fields that have already experienced this. But I think it's also good to recognize that the world has, you know, skyrocketed their digital evolution because of the 2020 we had. So this is another layer of how fast it can develop and how fast maybe some fields are not still developing, because you can truly substitute human intelligence, at least not yet, which is great to know and great to, you know, kind of keep us grounded and knowledgeable and continue learning in these ways. Would you like to add anything, Raymond?
No, I think it's well said. Thanks. No, I agree.
Well, perfect. So let's continue talking about a very controversial topic in a sense, because I want to talk about the ethical considerations associated with using AI in coaching and how can they be addressed. So I want to ask you first, Tim, and then Raymond, you can add whatever your experience has been. But Tim, you can talk to us about the, you know, I know there's a lot of issues with privacy and whatnot, but you can talk about everything that
I think the biggest issue right now is data privacy, because currently, most AI models use the data they get to improve itself, and you don't want client data to, yeah, to be sent to an AI model and it train itself on that data. So that's a big issue right now that still needs to be looked at properly. And also the data the AI is trained on, it's mainly trained on Western data, so it can be really based in its answers. So that's something also to look out for.
Yeah, we don't want a support tool, right, to have biases. That's what we're trying to avoid. That's what we're trying to get support to avoid our very own biases. Trevor, would you like to add anything to this?
No, I was just trying a new AI tool just before this podcast, actually, and I did pay special attention to the opt-in statements that they put in there, and they're very clear about it, right? They say this data can be used for our training set, and please don't use sensitive data. They actually put that in the copy, the small copy. But again, who reads that? Before you know it, we have this incident with Samsung where some of the company data was actually entered in the data set and it was publicly available. You have to be very careful with that indeed. For now I would recommend not to use company sensitive information or information that you don't want to share as a person, unless it's 100% clear what is happening to this data. And that, for instance, that is not being used for the training set of the AI. So that's definitely a risk area. And then the other thing, I love the term AI can be hallucinating. They actually call it hallucinating indeed, because there's just bias in the data set, as Tim said, and if there's crap in, there's crap out. It's an input model, a processing model, and an output. If the input is not up to par, the output is also not up to par. And that's why I think at the moment it's very important that we as humans use it as a sidekick. So we'll always be in the editor, the end decision position. We judge the outcome of the AI and whether we want to use that for our purposes. We need to be at the end still checking what the AI is producing. We can't just let it run by itself at this moment.
Yeah,
I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like signing, everybody agrees to the terms and conditions and nobody reads them. And then when there's data breaches and whatnot, then there's a lot of backlash. But then if you sign it, you said you were okay with it. So it's kind of this situation where we should be very mindful of the information that we're sharing constantly on these sort of platforms. So the last question that I have for you today, and I'm going to address this first to Tim, because I want you to tell me, what is Unlock doing in the space of AI and coaching?
We are actively experimenting with it. So we are building our own chatbot to really get an idea of what it's capable of and how it can help us in the future. And this is one of the first steps for that, to really get an idea on how it can coach by itself and how it can help us in the future.
Okay, and Raymond, do you want to share anything? Have you had any experience conversations with Tim? I know you were kind of into...
I'm curious. I can't wait for Tim to release it. and test it maybe in a pilot with a few clients, a few coaches. Because, at the moment, I'm heavily using the text-based coaching in between the video coaching sessions with my clients. That conversation is often asynchronous. So I send a message to my coachee, the coachee responds, maybe not the same day, maybe not even, hopefully the same week usually, but it takes time. So it's an asynchronous conversation. And to be honest, I'm also not available 24/7. So sometimes the coachee also has to wait for a response from me to a written message. This is a different kind of setup, right? Where there's basically this AI coach that's available 24/7. Which makes it actually synchronous communication. And then again, you could probably schedule, and that's more for Tim, because he knows how to do that, and tell the AI not to respond immediately, but maybe respond in 3 hours. So you could probably plan those reactions. But yeah, I'm can't wait to start experimenting with this. Yeah.
I'm positive you'll be one of the first people to get to do the trial run. So that's great news that here at Unlock, we're actually developing something more of a proof of concept at the moment, because we don't want to fall into the ethical issues that this can bring. And also, you know, quality over quantity always, even if it helps at the moment, we can still manage our own load, right? So I am going to summarize very briefly this episode. This is all the questions that I have for you today. And so essentially what we discussed here was that AI is more so about working smarter and not harder. It's tools that can support you to work in faster ways and ways that it can be automated. It's essentially a smart robot that can help you do things on its own. At the moment, it's more so a companion or a support or a sidekick, rather than it's taking the full on, you know, running the show. The humans are still running the show. Thank you. So this is very well connected to talking about human intelligence, because it is not there yet, right? This artificial intelligence is not substituting human intelligence, and it's not close to do it. At the moment, it can mimic a lot of emotions and it can mimic a lot of, you know, ways to relate, but it can't yet mimic human intelligence. So we are good and safe in a lot of ways in that sense, but it keeps developing, right? So it's important to kind of keep yourself updated in these technologies, and also be mindful that it can enable you easier ways to do your work, but you also have to be mindful of the ethical boundaries that this allows. And that means privacy issues. You don't want information out there that you don't want to share with the world, right? So try to be very, very conservative and sensitive about your data and not share anything that you don't want out there. And lastly, what is Unlock doing with AI? So Unlock is developing its very own AI power chat tool. And we're still not live full on, but maybe likely sooner when this episode is out, we will all be seeing it. Likely Rema will be one of the people that will be doing the trial run. And that is essentially the summary for today. Do you want to add anything, Ramon, that I missed, or Tim? Maybe Ramon, you go first.
I would finish with my motto, that is go digital and stay human.
That is amazing. I'm going to quote you. Thank you for sharing that. Tim, do you want to add anything more?
No, I don't have anything to add. So
I'm super happy to have made you justice, because I mean, it's a complicated topic that I know we've been talking forever and everybody's talking about it, but really, how does this apply to your industry? So this was a very bite-sized way that we can share with you how you can use it in regards of coaching and what is Unlock doing in the AI space. So I hope I did justice overall, your bios, the summary, and overall the conversation. And thank you once again for accepting the invitation to be part of this episode on artificial intelligence. If you want to look for more information on this or any topic connected to the learning and development space, you can always find more information in unlock.org. That's unlock.org. And to our listeners, stay tuned as we continue to unlock human potential.